Okay.
All right.
You need your name and spelling.
Alana Porter, A-L-L-A-N-A-P-O-R-T-E-R.
And you're the strike captain?
I am the strike captain. I'm also the treasurer for the Local 650 here in Timmins.
Okay. How many members do you have in Timmins?
We have approximately 260 members here in Timmins.
Where do they work?
Variety of offices, mostly processing. We have the in-person Service Canada Centre here in Timmins as well. I would say a majority of us are in the processing division, so old age security, unemployment insurance, CPP.
So that's at 3rd and Cedar and 2nd
yes.
and Cedar?
Yes, that's our two offices.
Okay. Why are you out today?
I'm out here today, I would have to say, I have many friends that I work with that are struggling, single moms with three kids who are spending, I would say, two-thirds of their pay just to pay rent and utilities, not having enough money left over to cover other things. Childcare is a huge issue. Should they decide to mandate us back to the office full-time, we have so many members that are not going to be able to get childcare, that are going to have a very hard time finding a way to work from the office, which is why we're trying to get some language put into our contract about working from home. Not everybody wants to work from home. Not everybody has to. But we're hoping that we can make it an option for those who are working well from home and who it helps financially. Not to mention the fact that, of course, the less people we have traveling the highways, traveling through town, the less emissions. We're concerned about the environment as well. With all of us working from home, we're saving the government money as far as, you know, hydro, utilities. We're all paying our own utilities, right? We pay our own internet bills, and we're working from home, and we're saving on gas. To bring everybody back into the office, those are costs that are going to have to come from somewhere.
So money, too, is a big issue.
Yes, wages that keep up with the rise of inflation is very important for us right now. We've been without a contract since 2021. We are not, in our opinion, asking for too much. We're asking for something fair. And inflation has been crazy. Food prices, especially up here in the north, the cost of living is out of, it's crazy. It's crazy everywhere. So, yes, I think that it's only fair that we ask for something that at least somewhat keeps up with the cost of inflation. And also to raise the bar a little bit for workers everywhere, you know, across Canada. This obviously isn't just here. This is across Canada. And I think that if the government can raise the bar a little bit for its own employees, that will hopefully raise the bar for everyone.
What kind of percentage are you asking for, and what's the government offering?
As far as the last information I got, I believe they're at 9%. Don't quote me on that, so to speak. But I believe that's where they were at. We are asking for 4.5 over 3 years.
4.5?
4.5% over 3 years.
Every year?
Yes.
Do you have any other offices, any other people on strike in this region, say from here to Hearst?
We have some people that have drove in from Kapuskasing to be at our picket line today. I personally have drove in from Iroquois Falls. We have others that have come from Iroquois Falls and surrounding area. We do have picket lines all over. So Sudbury, North Bay, they all have their own picket lines. Kirkland Lake as well.
Kirkland Lakewood with the Veterans Affairs Officer.
Yes.
All right, anything you want to add to any of this?
Just, you know, we hope that we can reach a fair contract quickly so that we don't, you know, slow down services for our Canadians for very long. We didn't want to come on strike, but we need to have a fair contract for everyone. So we're just hoping that that's what, you know, comes to the table and we can resolve this quickly.
Any predictions how long this is going to last?
I have no predictions at all, actually. I'm just hoping that the weather maybe clears up a little bit for us.
Okay, thank you, Alana. What I'll probably do is I'll take clips out of the interview for radio stories and quotes for the web story.
Okay.
But I might post the audio of the entire interview with the web story. Because you can do a lot more than I can use. So I'll do that. That's it. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Nice to meet you.
All right. You too. Good luck.
Thank you very much.